This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free here as we launch into the second hour of the program. Coming up, some ridiculous clown news with apparently Target banning clown masks from its stores, or at the very least removing them for this season. In addition, Mark, you have some clown-related news as well about Mississippi town just banning any kind of clown mask whatsoever. If you're seen in a clown mask, you're going to possibly get a ticket or arrested. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in a bit with you tonight. It's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And in the last hour, we were talking about some of the internet outages that happened today. Some pretty major outages from some major websites like Twitter, PayPal, GitHub, SoundCloud. And WikiLeaks seems to believe that it is their supporters who are somehow showing their strength by attacking these websites. I don't know what evidence WikiLeaks has for that. Maybe there's something that they know that we don't.
Assange has been known to troll on Twitter occasionally, so it might just be that, but I don't know.
Well, Assange, I guess we didn't really explain. Julian Assange is the head of WikiLeaks, and WikiLeaks is the organization that has been releasing these tens of thousands of emails from Hillary Clinton's campaign staff and the Clinton Foundation, etc. And so now Julian Assange has been on this asylum kind of thing where he's been holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy for several years now at this point. And we don't know what's going to be happening. It seems like the Ecuadorian embassy has cut his internet access. They're claiming that it wasn't the United States who put them up to it, but they're not. I don't know if they've explained why they cut his internet access.
It would probably cost more money than their budget allows.
He's
uploading thousands of documents.
No, he's not. He's not doing all that.
He can get whatever money he needs sent to him from Wikipedia to cover the internet connection.
All he is, not Wikipedia, WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks, I'm sorry.
All he is the face of WikiLeaks. I think it's important for people to remember this. WikiLeaks has other people who work for them. Like, there are other people behind the scenes at WikiLeaks, the people who work on the website and field emails and, you know, whatever. I don't know how big the staff is, but I've seen there are other people there. It's not just Julian Assange. If he dies tomorrow, WikiLeaks goes on. If they put Julian Assange in a prison cell, WikiLeaks will continue. They have contingency plans. They have second in charges and thirds in charges and things like that. They're ready for this. You don't get to the point where Assange is and, you know, not have a dead man switch or whatever, right? So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype at username lrn.fm, and that's where Ricky is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Good evening, Brother Ian. And I believe that's Brother Mark, is it not?
We have Mark, Vincent, Ian. Go ahead, Ricky.
Vincent, hey there, Vincent. You might find tonight's topic a little interesting. I was going to hit on this the other night because I know Parker called in. I remember the last time we spoke, I remember you said just something, I think it was you, Vincent, when I mentioned about being a Jeffersonian. You found it interesting.
Yeah.
It's only interesting the first time. He'll keep talking about it until it's driven you insane. Go ahead, Ricky.
Well, I don't know about that. Now, here's what it comes down to. It's called good government. Now, it goes, let's go back.
Can't happen. Sounds like an oxymoron,
yeah.
But okay, please continue.
It's not possible.
No,
go
please,
ahead.
Please,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Let's go back to a couple hundred years ago when the Federalists took all the money. This is the, and, you know, the Constitution of the United States of America with its holes in it was thrown away, the advent of the Anti-Federalists. And you know what? By the time Jefferson became president, in 1801, he took the
around
the
then, yeah.
We were broke. The money was gone. I mean, we were broke literally now. But get this, and I'm going to tell you how he did this. Within the first term, but then going into the second term, put all the damn money back and then some to bring us forward after the fragmentation into our modern era. Now, I can tell you how he did that. This is called good government. It's what he called absolute. This is why he was against the Constitution of the United States of America, which it was covered on your show. You see, imagine this case scenario. Here's how we fix the economy and everything else. Now, imagine this, power in the people. Good example, look at our Constitution here in Pennsylvania. It's called Power in Peoples. It's one of the sections within Article I.
What does that have to do with how whoever it was fixed the economy? I missed the name.
Jefferson.
And I'm going to explain it to you if you let me, Ian.
Stop bringing it back to Pennsylvania, because here's what you do, Ricky, is every time you mention the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, you alienate 49 states and every other person out there who's listening. Pennsylvania is not some kind of bastion of freedom. It doesn't even show up on the Mercatus Center's Freedom in the 50 States.
I have like half my relatives live there and they hate it.
Then answer this one, Mark. Why is it the most important of the three states for beyond my lifetime?
Three states?
Florida, California, and little old PA.
What?
Oh, I think he's talking about electoral.
As far as the electoral college?
Okay,
so you have a mix of Republicans and Democrats. Big, fat, hairy deal.
Out of curiosity, what part of, you don't have to say this, you don't want to out yourself as your identity or something, but what part of Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania do you live in?
Monroe County.
Monroe County. Okay, how close is that to Philly?
Pretty far, actually. It's about 3 hours. Philadelphia got a lot of problems. Philadelphia
is a good example
of PA.
Yeah, most of my family, they live within the city limits of Philly, so that's my reference point.
All right, okay, so what's this ahead, about Jefferson?
By not wanting to talk about Pennsylvania.
Cleaning up the world or whatever.
Here's how good government work and how we can fix everything. Now, first of all, the Constitution of the United States of America, you guys just covered it the other night. I believe it was you, Mark. You actually started covering it. And you pointed out about how it's viewed. This is why Jefferson threw it away. This is why people in the states get screwed in the court. Now, here's what you do. Now, imagine this. What Jefferson did when he was alive, we had what he called good government. Basically, it was absolute. The government, the people, the power in the people. He wanted to fill up a whole country filled with Pennsylvanians of independent sovereign commonwealths, the power in the people.
The yeoman, I think, right? Yeah, he idealized the yeoman farmer.
Yeah, he loved the idea that everybody would be agrarian. But, I mean, those Jeffersonian ideas aren't going to work anymore.
So,
in the 20th century, the United States turned a corner, and, you know, more people live in the cities than they do in the burbs.
So would you prefer the Articles of Confederation then?
Yes, and I can give you a solution on this. Now, imagine this. Now, they talk about the law of the land. Now, in Pennsylvania, you guys don't believe me, fine, whatever. I can prove what I say. We don't have the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights. We have our law of the land.
I'll bet you your kids in civics class learn the Constitution of the United States and, the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, New Hampshire has its own constitution. I didn't learn that. No one learned that.
I started the status, and you know what? If I would go down that, I get screwed in court right and left because, you know what? When it comes, example, Second Amendment versus Section 21. There's a reason why the NRA is never around PA. Okay, unless they're dragged in here.
What are you talking about?
I'm curious about this. Please let him continue.
Come on. This is some kind of wild, crazy conspiracy theory.
Thanks for the call, Ricky. I've had it.
The Constitution doesn't apply to Pennsylvania? Be serious.
Well, now, hey, I volunteered for the NRA in New Hampshire, and they only had one person working on it. Yeah, because New Hampshire is one of the best, gun freedom states. But, you know, they had at least one person working on it, and they had like five people in Ohio working, like full-time paid members in Ohio working. In there.
See, that's the thing with Ricky. He talks and talks and talks and never actually gets to a point.
True.
He supposedly was going to tell us about how Jefferson saved America.
He can't get to a point if he keeps on getting interrupted, but when he keeps on throwing things out that sound unlike facts.
I pulled out Article 1, Section 21 of the Pennsylvania State Constitution.
We've already done that. It is meaningless.
Oh, okay. I mean, all right. This is the second time I've ever talked to Ricky, so yeah. I mean, I was interested in it. Okay.
What does it say?
I'm sorry.
What's it say? I don't remember.
This is on
Article
Smart
26.
Gun Laws, which is some anti-Second Amendment site, in my opinion. Article 1, Section 21 of Pennsylvania State Constitution states, the right of the citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state shall not be questioned.
Okay, there you go.
Themselves is
not
good.
Sure what the relevance of it is.
Well, I think he's saying it's better worded than the Second Amendment. I can't interpret what he said, but that's what I imagine it to be.
Well, I can tell you that Pennsylvania's constitution pales in comparison to New Hampshire's when you look at its right to bear arms.
Well, the New Hampshire...
All persons, but it doesn't say citizens, because citizens is a lie. All persons have the right to keep and bear arms in defense of themselves.
But in the end, it doesn't matter, because FFLs have all the power. You can't get... it's very hard to get a gun without through an FFL, which is...
Sure.
Sorry.
The government's messed it up.
Exactly,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But, if we're going to talk about the value of constitutions, which none of these people care about. The law enforcement agencies in Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, the federal government aren't going to say, oh, turns out you've got your right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I guess we should just leave you alone. Yeah.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you had just one day to teach someone about economics, what would you tell them? Well, if you don't have the answer, that's okay, because for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students Their newest course, Economics in One Day, will give you a breadth and depth of knowledge on how economics works that you'll be able to teach to others. Fee gives you tools for that, and you can take Economics in One Day right now for free over at fee.org/FTL. That's FEE.org/FTL, and you'll learn key economic concepts, the inspiring vision that the market economy brings, and the challenges that government solutions face. Start today at no charge, fee.org/FTL. That's FEE.org/FTL, and learn why entrepreneurship matters. And, of course, you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. It's Ian, Vincent, and Mark in the studio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, yes, of course, the NRA is active in Pennsylvania. I mean, just ridiculous claims from that last caller. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves, bring whatever nonsense up you want, or maybe something enlightening and useful. You know, it's up to you. You decide. Meanwhile, we bring stuff to the table, like the latest on the clown insanity out there. I mean, this clown thing. I actually just watched a React episode about this last night. They had
What is React?
React is a channel on YouTube where they have people sitting, watching a computer monitor and reacting to something. So sometimes it's, you know, something pop culture-y, like a new movie trailer for Star Wars or something like that. Other times it's music related. Sometimes they'll play like virtual reality, which is really fun to
watch.
Is
it the Fine Bros? Is it their channel? Yep, oh, they're disgusting. I mean, after they tried to copyright the word React on YouTube.
Well, you know, that was a mistake on their part, but I'm not going to hold it against the people that come to do the reacting. They're a variety of people they have. They've got elders react, and they've got kids react, and teens react, and then they have parents react. So they had parents react to clown videos. And I haven't seen any of these videos yet. Now, Vincent, you're a lot younger, and so, like, have you seen any of these videos where people are dressed as clowns, some of them doing pretty silly things?
I saw one of like a clown trying to jump on a car and then it like fell off. I don't know if it was real or not.
I think they're all fake.
Yeah.
I mean, they showed a series of them. So they showed like five
I've
or
seen,
six.
Like spooky pictures, mainly in like black and white of people out there in like, you know, scary clown outfits, doing Halloween proud, as far as I can tell.
I've seen those pictures, but I hadn't seen the videos up until I watched the React episode. And they just all seem staged. It just all seems so unbelievable that somebody would, you know, happen to see a clown in this circumstance and the things that happened.
I saw one while I was driving down the street. A couple of teenage boys out in clown outfits, and they were likely trying to scare the neighbors or whatever they were doing.
Oh, I'm not saying there aren't clowns out there. I'm just saying that the videos that are being put out there are of the friends of the teenage boys.
I suspect that's
that they're all setups, basically.
There's a Reddit post of some guy. He said he photoshopped a clown into a picture of it on his campus, and he said, I messed up the subreddit because it was like a very rich college campus.
Did they shut down the campus?
Oh yeah, they had SWAT teams show up, they had police combing the area. It was crazy.
Now, this,
ridiculous.
So I'm on the cusp. I'm 45 years old. This whole I'm scared of clowns bullcrap came after me. And some people, there's a lot of people, and I would say mostly younger people, that substituted phobias for personality, right? I'm scared of this. Yeah. That makes me interesting.
Oh,
I'm scared of that.
Exactly,
it makes me interesting. No, it doesn't. It makes you a moron. Okay? I mean, clowns are A, acrobats, entertaining people in circuses, B, helpful people that go to hospitals to visit sick children. If you're scared of either one of these, it's because something's wrong with you. Okay? That's all there is. There is no excuse for an adult to be afraid of clowns. You are an adult. The person in the clown outfit is another adult who has makeup on.
Mm.
Okay? They're not scary. This is not a Stephen King novel. Yes, it was a great novel, but you're acting like a moron.
I don't
think every St. Bernard is going to rip my throat out.
Did you read the novel?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I read a lot of Stephen King. I was left unscarred when it came to clowns. It's ridiculous.
I mean, this almost seems like kind of the more legal equivalent of swatting. So we've talked about swatting here on Free Talk Live, which is where usually a teenager of some
a
sort,
gamer,
or
a
young 20-something or whatever, a male, typically, will call the police from some number and claim that, you know, they've held up or they're holding someone hostage in some location.
But they have a gun.
Right, or whatever, yeah. And so then the police, you know, suit up. They're ready for this. They've trained for this. This is their moment. You know, they get in the Bearcat, the armored personnel carrier. They get all their guns and, you know, they go out and they raid the place looking for whoever it was. And turns out there's nobody there, or it was some grandmother or whatever. Or it was like one of their people they were fighting on some server.
Yeah, yeah. They come in and they see the guy sitting on his chair with his
playing
computer.
Video
yeah.
games.
And then they turn and we're like, get on, you know, there's video event happening live. Yeah, I see it. It's fun, you know, it's funny, but
no, it's horrifying.
Ridiculous. Well, okay.
It wouldn't be funny if it was happening to you, right? No, it's not funny when you've got a bunch of men with itchy trigger fingers pointing guns at you and yelling at you. I mean, there's just no circumstance in which that would be a fun thing to
do. You know, I can see how, you know, police with, you know, guns is just sort of normal. We see it on TV a lot. But I saw this, we read this article at one point. I think it was a optometrist in Virginia who was running a final four, you know, the March Madness.
Gambling.
A March Madness gambling, you know.
Office gambling pool.
A pool,
yeah.
And they had him on the ground with, you know, the SWAT team has to go in because God knows you wouldn't send in Andy Griffith and Barney Fife in there, you know, just to get him and say, hey, look, you can't do this anymore, or you got to come with me or whatever. You know, you got to send in the SWAT team because this is an optometrist office, and they could, I don't know, shine a light in your eyes or something. And so they had the guy down on his knees because you got to make a big deal about this. And then one of the officers accidentally pulled the trigger and shot him right in the head.
Yep,
okay,
because right.
These people are the C students in a lot of cases. Yeah. You know, I'm not saying they're
the SWAT. You mean
everybody yeah. makes mistakes, but I knew law enforcement officers, and then I knew who was on the SWAT team.
So,
and the people who were on the SWAT team were different than the other ones. The other ones are there to make a dime, you know, make a dollar. The ones on the SWAT team. Gung ho! I can't wait to crack somebody's skull.
So the point I was getting at there, though, was the. You know, sort of the interest I think that somebody has in swatting, the person who calls the police, is to see the reaction. They want to see, not only do they want to prank the person that they're doing it to, but they also want to see the cops go out and do this. They want to see that they have that power. Like, oh, I made this phone call, all these cops came out, look at this big commotion that I caused with my phone call. Well, if you do a swatting, they're going to investigate you. And if you get caught, you're going to be charged, and you'll deserve it in that case. But if you walk onto a campus with a clown outfit or near a campus with a clown outfit in any place where, you know, like New Hampshire, it's not illegal to put a mask on in New Hampshire. I don't know how many states are like that, but it's my understanding, at least, that it's not illegal.
There's days and evenings in New Hampshire that if you don't have a fat mask on, you will lose your face.
You've essentially done the same thing as someone who's called in a swatting without actually having to call the police because they're just reacting insanely to somebody wearing clown
but
makeup.
But the difference is it's the police's job to respond to that. People on campus, it's not their job to do it. Like, you know, students,
it's not a police officer's job to respond to somebody in a clown outfit.
That's true. We can continue here, 855.
It's nobody's job to respond to a clown.
Yeah, exactly.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh, I'd be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Join us in February. Mark and I are going to be going down south to Acapulco, Mexico.
Uh-huh.
For an Acapulco. And you should go, because it's the third year for this world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. It's held annually in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. They bring hundreds of principled anarchists together to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. Some of the speakers will include Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Milo Yiannopoulos. Heard a lot about that guy. Not sure how, I don't know if he's an anarchist, but
he's clever.
Yeah, he'll be there. Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Roger Veer, Luke Radowski, Josie Wales, Derek J. Freeman, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, Tone Faze, Lauren Rumpler, Carlos Morales, Christopher David, Lauren Young, Rosalyn Ross, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, and I'm sure there are probably more that have yet to be announced. Go to anarchapulco.com. Get your early bird tickets. It's February 25th through the 28th at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you guys down there. Again, Anarchapulco, February 25th through the 28th. Early bird tickets available now at anarchapulco.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Doug is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Listening via TuneIn. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, hi. Pretty much what I want to talk about the whole cop issue. I mean, I'm not anti-cop. I'm about the reality of it. I've never had an issue where I've been in trouble with the law. But I've known many people that have worked on an apartment. And while you had me on hold here, I've been going over in my head the amount of people that I've known. I've known about 9 of them. And out of the nine, I can surely tell you that eight out of the nine should have never worked on a department.
Wow.
They were continually bragging about how they beat the crap out of a guy and they enjoyed it. I mean, I remember one who got worked up where he beat the crap out of a guy and the fire department complained, "What did you do?" And he felt that, you know, the fire department should have never even brought it up to him, that, you know, he should be allowed to beat the crap out of the guy if he wanted to and you know, beat him bloody if he wanted to.
Mm.
And, you know, the fire department should not be involved in that at all. You know, they should treat him and that should be it. I can remember driving with a bunch of them when they were off duty, not in their cop car, in their own vehicle, weaving in and out of traffic, you know, driving like a bat out of hell. They had nothing to fear. I mean, for the fact that they had their badge right on them, and if they were pulled over, they felt that they were above the law. You know, a bunch of them that felt that, you know, they got a thrill out of throwing people in jail. They loved it. And then the ninth one, the one that really should have been a cop.
So this is one thing that would be very difficult for me. I'm not saying I'm the most empathetic guy around or anything like that, but it would be difficult for me to give somebody a ticket when I know I've sped, right?
Like, you a hypocrite.
I mean, if you catch the same guy over and over again, or maybe you note on their record that you caught them or something like that, but, you know, it seems like there's an opportunity to teach people, because that's what the idea here is that, you know, these punishments are intended to teach. Well, you know, letting somebody know that, hey, this, we caught you, and the next time is a punishment, is also a way to, you know, modify behavior. Now, I got lots of tickets. They never changed my speeding behavior. What changed my speeding behavior for me was when I was in a terrible high-speed accident on I-75 in down in Bradenton, Florida, in the middle of a rainstorm, because some lady decided she didn't want to hit a dog that had wandered out in the middle of the road. Now, it wasn't my fault or anything like that, but I realized, and we weren't even going that much over the speed limit if we were going over at all, I just realized these high-speed accidents are nothing to mess with.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right, but you eventually move on from, you know, okay, well, I can get away with giving a guy a ticket for not turning on a directional, and then I can get away with not turning on the directional, or I can get away with doing 30 over the limit, where I'm going to pull that guy over and give him a ticket for doing 5 over the limit. And then you have it move on to, well, I'm a cop, I can get away with beating the crap out of a guy. Not far behind that, you have to the point where you get to, like, Eric Garner, where you're choking a guy to death, you know, like what happened in New York.
Yep.
I mean, you eventually move on when you don't have the accountability. And you know, another mention of it can be the people that are coming back from the Iraq war, we give them a credit when they take the written to apply for, you know, to be a cop. I there are a lot of people that are not going to agree with me. I don't think that we should be encouraging that type of people in the infantry where they have been over there killing people to come over here and be a cop. I mean, you don't need that mentality here. They become immune to killing people. They become immune to beating the crap out of people.
Not only that, but they're also very used to being obedient and being told what to do, generally.
Right. And I think that, like the one guy that I did know, the ninth one who had been a good cop, I can remember him telling me, you know, oh, yeah, rather than pick up a guy and throw him in jail for being drunk out in public, I went ahead and I drove him home.
Wow.
Well, he quit. He couldn't deal with
it
with all the bad people that were there. And, you know, the majority of the human nature and human behavior can be to follow. I mean, you don't have it end in, like, eighth grade, man, where, you know, peer pressure and that.
We've heard it over and over again where former cops, the purported good guys, have told us the same story, where they were so frustrated with the corruption that would rise through the ranks. It wasn't just the guys that are in the cruisers. It's all the way up to the chief. The corruption was so bad that they just didn't want to be there anymore.
And if they don't go along with it, sometimes they get bullied out of it, too.
Sure. Absolutely. Doug, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate you sharing that. And you know what? He actually reminded me of some show prep that I had. We could do every night we could have at least one, if not more than one, bad cop story. If we just, and all we'd have to do is go to copblock.org and photographyisnotacrime.com. That's all we'd have to do. We could do, you know, we could do that every night and have those stories.
And those are horrifying ones. Those aren't the average run-of-the-mill ones.
So there's like I think 100,000 cops in the U.S. or maybe like around that number. Sure. So there are a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no doubt that most of them didn't get in trouble.
100,000? I feel like it's going to be way more than that.
I could look it up. I'd
be curious.
It's just
that.
A high number.
Because I know there's like 25,000 traffic cops alone in New York City.
You can look that up during the break. Okay. But, I mean, the reality of it is that those police, whomever are breaking the law, had people with whom they worked who, for whatever reason, overlooked what they did, often for years. So and those people who are doing the overlooking were cops.
I think this is relevant to this discussion. I'm going to bring it in here because it's just an absolutely outrageous story from photographyisnotacrime.com. Do not effing reach! An enraged Los Angeles sheriff's deputy shouted after pulling out his gun on a licensed private investigator sitting in his car in a residential neighborhood working on a case. But all Ken Shepard was doing was reaching toward his ear to remove his cell phone earpiece in order to better hear the deputy. However, that was enough to make Deputy Ty Plunkett fear for his life, where he kept a gun pointed at Shepard's head.
So he was reaching for his head?
His head.
Haven't
his
you
head.
Heard of your yeah. head holster?
That's right. Where my gun, I have it slipped in my ear.
He kept the gun pointed at Shepard's head this entire time with trembling hands and his finger in the trigger guard, like sitting on the trigger. Oh. I mean, I watched this video.
This is why I have a camera in my car that's recording all the time. So that, you know, you look, you can do this and you can pull a gun on me, but I'm going to have that video and it's going on YouTube and you're going to look like a fool who can't handle a weapon.
This is one of the most intense scenes that I've seen in a while. Now, to be fair, I don't watch all the cop killing videos or whatever just because I'm sick of seeing it. There's just so much violence by police against innocent, peaceful people. It's sickening.
And I hear 1.1 million cops.
In the Los Angeles...
1.1 million. That's a big factor.
Okay, sorry about that.
Factor. Go ahead.
And the thing, well, from what I hear, Los Angeles is the Los Angeles cops are really bad. That's if you remember Eric Dorner. He went on his killing spree because, you know, he tried to expose how bad LAPD was, and then they fired him and harassed him, and then he just snapped.
And
so it's
them.
Bad enough for him to snap.
So the man had trembling hands, and is described here at Photography is Not a Crime, in a surreal scene seemingly out of a movie. Shepard, who again was the man in the car, the innocent man, says, "Man, you need to put your weapon down," remaining surprisingly composed. Another deputy walked up, and Shepard addresses her, hoping she'll defuse the situation. We'll tell you more about what happened here. It's just an insane video, and I'll link to it on our Twitter, if it's online, and Facebook. It's Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Charlie Daniels. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free, bring up anything that you want, and if you would like to support what we're doing here, you can do that by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. Hey, it's pretty much the Christmas season at this point. I mean, Halloween is right around the corner.
Ramping up for it, I suppose.
The Christmas displays at the various department stores always start before Halloween these days. So, I mean, here we are. You're probably looking for some gifts. Well, good place to go is Amazon, and you can do that. You can get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live all at the same time by starting your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon UK, Canada, or Amazon US through the right link for you, and then Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. A very simple process. Toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. So, once again, shop.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll talk more about this bad cop here in a moment. First, we got Jeff in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Thanks, guys. Have you heard about the sheriff from Kentucky that was, I don't know if he was growing hemp. Look up hemp sheriff from Kentucky on your while we're talking. And he was also on with a police chief last night. And they were, I think they were not like writing out stupid traffic tickets for, say, you know, what do they call that, seatbelts and things like that. And when, if he had to go and arrest somebody on a warrant instead of busting in their house and, you know, making a big scene, he would just call them up and say, "Hey, I got a warrant. Can you come down here?"
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
And this is called the hemp sheriff.
I know he's from Kentucky. Kentucky sheriff, and then with hyphen hemp. You know, and he was talking about that. And apparently, the stuff what he's referring to as hemp is not the same as the drugs.
Hemp is basically a form of marijuana that doesn't have any THC in it. Enough to be noticeable.
It's not usable as drugs, but yet they still apparently outlaw it, you know?
It's usable for industrial purposes.
I don't think that they can teach police officers to tell the difference, and that might be the problem.
That's the trouble.
There is a way to tell the difference, but your average officer is not going to retain, likely, that information.
Yeah, and there's also, have you guys heard of carrot bars? This is a money question. It's a form of
carrot bars.
Yeah.
As in gold?
like, you know, like 24
exactly.
karat gold.
Have you heard of
I mean,
that?
I've heard of gold. I don't know what a carat
Well, I imagine
is.
That'd be expensive because it must be more than an ounce, like, you know, the kind you see in, like, cartoons.
What is a carat bar?
Okay, thank you. So I heard about this in the Truth Traveler, and that's where the sheriff was on last night, too. So a carat bar, from what my understanding of it is it's like the size of a credit card. And a German company prints these out, and they actually have gold inside of them, a very like grains of gold, a small amount of gold, so that you're able to afford it. So you're not having to spend $1,400 on an ounce of gold. You could spend under $100 and get some gold, and then you could actually use these as currency because they have the information with them validating that they're gold.
Yeah, I think that this what they've got here is basically they look like little credit cards, and they contain a gram of gold. And so a gram is obviously significantly less than an ounce, and you can begin to use it to do things. So, yeah. A gram
it looks like they're a network marketing company as well, so look out. There's a lot of scams in that particular field.
Well, into it. And here's the other thing. There's a thing called window farms, and you can grow vegetables indoors, and you can get pumps and whatever, and, you know, things like that.
I hope
that.
It works, because I tried to grow some tomatoes indoors in my windows, and all we got was a bunch of leggy plants that never had any fruit on.
Jeff, thanks for your call, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to TJ the Spy. He is in, I don't know where. Where are you tonight, TJ?
Tonight I'm in Illinois, my good sir, heading back to Colorado.
Okay, then. What's up?
So I just wanted to call and tell you about this amazing thing that happened to me today. James, my wonderful spouse, was feeling all motion sick, and he was very miserable. And I said, you know, gosh darn it, if only I had Meclizine or Dramamine, it's the same thing. And I realized that there are these magical places called CVS that you can go to. And I went to one, and for a mere $7, I got a bunch of pills, and I gave James two of them. And in an hour, he said, wow, I feel so much better. And I said, you know, the people who work at CVS are really doing the Lord's work, because I was in dire straits. I mean, I couldn't do anything, and he was miserable. And I went in there, and it was just so amazing.
Where did motion sickness from?
Driving?
He was looking on the phone while I was driving.
Oh,
so he got,
I'll do it.
Yeah, he'll. And I thought, you know,
I mean, there's some people who are,
you know, younger you are, the less likely it is to do it, and other people just have it. You know, it just doesn't happen to them. I spent a couple of weeks on a boat recently, and you know, it'll just sneak up on you.
Yes, well, that's the wonderful thing. I mean, a lot of people go to jobs that they hate, and they feel like they don't make a difference. I mean, what a awful thing to do to go to a government job every day. And you realize, wow, I can work as hard as I want, as I can, or I can work not at all. I'll still get paid. I won't be fired, but I'll never make a difference. And I really like private jobs. So even if you are the kind of person, you go to a job that's minimum wage at like the grocery store or at the gas station.
Cody's working at CVS. Cody O'Connor from Off the Air Live is working at CVS, and he gets paid more.
To that, the joke of the whole thing. You know, I was trying to, you know, cheer Cody up because I know, like, you know, he's
not
like,
listening right now.
Working at the CVS, like, Cody, you're doing the Lord's work because you're selling things to people who want to buy stuff.
Here's what
they're
I recommend.
Coming in and
Cody, I think, is doing his show. Did you hear, Vincent, if he's going to be doing his show tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think he said Saturday, yeah.
Off the Air Live. Normally it's live on Saturday nights. He didn't do it last weekend because he was working at CVS and it just clashed with it, so he did it on Tuesday night. But I would recommend calling and telling him that because I don't have any clue. I think he's probably not listening because he's actually at CBS right
now.
Well,
that's fine. I'll call and tell him, too. But I always like to tell the people who are listening, if you're doing a crappy job and you ever come home, you're like, I didn't make a difference today. I think you might be fooling yourself because I'm outside of break time right now, and there's this lady in there, the clerk, and she's going to sell me a mocha frappuccino for like $5. And I thought, you know, I couldn't make this thing for $5. I wouldn't even know how to make this thing for $5. Mm-hmm. And yet it's, you know, very tiny amount of money. I can go in like, wow, we're both better off because she values my magical piece of paper with five on it more than she values the mocha.
It's
and
true.
I value the mocha more.
Everybody
than she
wins
$5.
In the market. It's an amazing
Nobody,
thing.
There are no government official had to tell me to buy the mocha. No, yeah. I mean, this this kind of magic happens automatically each and every day, and you don't really appreciate it until it's not there.
By the way, at least here in New Hampshire, CVS is not a minimum wage job. He's getting paid more to work a retail job than he was a board operator, or, you know, he was actually a newsman. He was doing the morning news on WGAN out in Portland, Maine. I mean, a relatively kind of prestigious position. People would recognize him. The pizza dude was like, hey, I recognize your voice. You know, people would recognize his voice because they were listening, and he was getting paid less than he's getting paid at CVS by like a few bucks an hour.
Yep. And, you know, that's the wonderful thing. You know, it's wonderful to feel you made a difference each and every day. And, of course, people who work in the private sector, the thing about it is if you weren't worth what they're paying you, they'd have to fire you. Otherwise, the company would go broke. Usually when the government messes up, it's, oh, we didn't spend enough money on it. That's why it failed. So they'll spend even more money and the failures become bigger and bigger. But with private companies, if they mess up, if they keep messing up,
they got to change or die.
Right. And that's how, you know, when you're working at CVS or U-Haul, if you're not producing more than you're getting in pay, then every day they call you back. Will you come into work? It's voluntary. They don't have to have you there, and you don't have to be there. It's the best slavery. I mean, a lot of people call them wage slaves. I think it's slavery of the best order because it's completely voluntary slavery.
Well, I mean, can you really call slavery voluntary? I mean, you can do.
I know what he means, Overs. People
say slavery, meaning it's unpleasant, like job. You always said jobs suck.
Yeah,
and
they generally do.
Jobs. Things that you don't want to do, but you're doing for the money because you need to pay your rent.
Well, it's like what people say is, including my communist friend, it's you work to buy it. You work to make money to buy a car, but you need a car to go to work and make money. It's that kind of thing.
It's hard to be poor and not have those things. And, you know, where do you start? What do you invest in first? And I get,
well, I'd rather be poor. I was watching a documentary on Indonesia and watching some of these people for $30 a month got haul 150-pound bags of charcoal back to their villages over muddy roads. And I'm like, wow, now that's a job I would not want to do. I would rather sit here and hit a button or answer phone calls or give people their coffees than to have to get on a bike and travel 30 miles to get a 150-pound bag of charcoal.
The whole term wage slave, I think, is insulting to, you know, people.
To real slaves.
To the whole idea of slavery. You can't find, you can't put another an adjective in front of the word slave besides wage slave and come up with a situation where somebody is, it's a voluntary situation.
And a lot of the people who use that term I see, like on message boards, they brag about living in their parents' basements or living off a pension or something. They don't work themselves.
TJ, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up here. I'll see if I can get some of the audio from this insane video of the cop pulling a gun on a guy and like putting his finger in the trigger guard as he's shaking because of the adrenaline rush. It's crazy. 855-450-FREE plus clown news on the way still. It's Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food store.